let's just say that you happen to be the dictator of a small country. And don't get too excited or anything. I mean, it's a rough job. We don't give dictators much credit for the work they do. You know, keeping all those people oppressed, keeping your army loyal, limiting connection with the outside world. I mean, there's a couple perks. You get to make all the rules. You also get to make this awesome brand for your country. Especially if you're a communist, you know, you can just like stick that red star onto anything and immediately becomes patriotic. But in the modern world, the modern dictator has a new issue to deal with. I mean, what operating system are you buying? You've got two major choices, and both of them are pretty bad because both of them are from the free world, aka America, one from the home of Kurt Cobain, and the other from the home of silicone breast implants. But you gotta use something. I mean, those dictatorial spreadsheets aren't gonna do themselves. So the show today is about learning from the best, and it's about how to compute from the world's most secretive country. So what I have here is this window with the Red Star operating system, which is the official operating system of the Democratic People's Republic of Korea, aka North Korea. I found out about Red Star from this article I read online about this Russian exchange student studying in North Korea, who went out one day and bought a copy of the official operating system. He went home and uploaded it online, and that's where I found it. I'm actually pretty amazed that I got this thing installed because, surprise, surprise, the whole thing is written in Korean. But now, here I am, sitting at the start screen, and I had set up my password before for the default administrator account. I picked a good password. So let me just type that in here. K-I-M, number 4, L-Y-F. Let's see what happens. Hopefully something's happening. Oh, here we go. Oh my god, that was beautiful. And so on my desktop here, there's this kind of nice, abstract, bluish, this kind of circa Windows 95 background. This is a pretty standard looking distribution of this operating system called Linux. And Linux is this operating system that was released in the early 90s. It's very popular among geeks because it's highly, highly, highly customizable, and you can build your own versions of it to do exactly what you want with computers. For people like me, not necessarily the best sort of thing because it's not compatible with everything out of the box. But the cool thing about Linux is that it's free. And it's super customizable down to the extent that the North Korean government, as in this case, can replace the little start menu button with a red star. How neat is that? So when you click the red star, a little list of programs come up. So down here in the corner of the desktop, where the normal clock is, here it says year 2012, November 13th. Which is today. But right before that, there's some Korean symbols, and then it says 101. And that 101 is the official North Korean year. It's what's based off of, I'm sure I'm going to slaughter this pronunciation, but it's J-U-C-H-E, the Yidichochni calendar, which is the official North Korean calendar. And it's based off of Kim Il-sung's date of birth, which was April 15th of 1912. He was the leader of the Democratic People's Republic of Korea from the time when it was established. So the official Korean year right now is year 101. Pretty neat. I just clicked something here and it opened up a web browser. I mean, obviously, you know, the first website I'm going to go to is the Here Be Monsters site. Let's see about this one. Oh, this worked just fine. It's asking me some questions in Korean. I'm just going to say okay. And here I am. I'm on Here Be Monsters website. Looks pretty darn tootin', except the sound files aren't here. What a shame. I'm just going to go hit this up directly on SoundCloud and see what happens. And I'm just going to try and download the last episode of the show. Last episode of the show was episode 13. It's a story about a writer who wanders into the slums of Lima and gets robbed. True story, good episode. And now that's unfortunate. It didn't give me the option of downloading it as an MP3, so right now I'm downloading 400 megabytes worth of podcast, the original uncompressed version, which, okay, this might take a while. While that's downloading, I read somewhere that there's games on here, and I want to take a look and see what kind of programs we have. Here's an icon that looks kind of like a piece of poop. I'm going to click that one. It's like a piece of poop with a string coming off of it. It's just a screen with like 6 knobs on it and a record button. There we go. I don't know why the icon looked like a piece of poop, though. Let's see what this game is. Oh, we got Minesweeper on here. This looks like the same Minesweeper that has been in Windows since, golly, like back, I remember Windows 3.1, and it had the same version of Minesweeper. So one thing about this that I haven't figured out yet is there was a second, like when you buy this, you got 2 DVDs, right? You got one that had the operating system and some basic applications on it, and I've got this other file for the like Office Suite program that I haven't figured out how to install yet. Not quite sure what to do about that. Oh, wow. Okay, now this is something I read about. I just found this is the last game that I found on here. And what this looks like, I'll upload a screenshot of this somewhere, is it's a maze, right? It's a game about chemical bonds, and this one, I'm playing the part of 2 hydrogen atoms and 1 oxygen atom. The game is to make chemical bonds. Got it. Next level. Okay, now I'm playing the part of 1 carbon atom, 4 hydrogen atoms. Chemists, what am I here? Now this is pretty ingenious. I'm actually a big fan of this. You get into some pretty complex stuff. I'm scrolling through the levels here. Okay, this is one of the last levels here. This is level 80. And you have 4 carbon atoms. Some of them double bonds. You have 4 hydrogens and 1 oxygen. You have to squish them all together somehow to make a chemical bond. This is pretty neat. So one thing that surprised me is, like, I'm trying to think of something that would be blocked in North Korea, like Facebook, for example. And I can type in Facebook and get right there. I think they must leave their filtering to something outside of the actual operating system, to something server side. Like I said, I've had no trouble getting across to any websites. And that's because I'm using American servers as opposed to North Korean ones. The podcast is almost done downloading. I'm really excited to see how it sounds. Oh, I must have meant it was done. All right, moment of truth. Let's see how it sounds.
Here Be Monsters, the podcast about
the way you reacted, the wine glass began to slip out of your hand.
The podcast.
It's funny, there's this error message that comes up when I try and load the podcast. It says, it seems that there's no XVideo support on your video card available. Run XVinfo to verify the XV support. See mPlayer VO help for other non-XV video drivers. And of course the OK button is written in Korean. Well, I have to say, it sounds about the same when you're in North Korea as when you're here. So it looks like... Oh my. I think I spoke too soon. That's not good. Oh my. Apparently, a couple seconds in, it just turns into white noise. Aside from that, though, it sounds great. I'm No, I hate to say it. At the end of the day, this looks kind of just like a normal operating system. I was really hoping for more, like, ironclad, like, propaganda. But this is really pretty friendly. It's been kind of fun poking around this. The original website that tipped me off to the Red Star operating system is a website. It's called openingupnorthkorea.com. And I'm going to link to that story. It has just a little bit of discussion about some of the more technical issues. And it also has the links to the operating system download disk and also that second disk that I wasn't able to figure out. And you can download both of those. By all means, you can install this yourself and run it for free. All right, well, mission accomplished. I bet you there's a sick sign-off sound. You ready? Music this week from Lucky Dragons. Full-length show next week. Thanks for listening.